Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazingly powerful people. Wow, you have no idea what that comment means. Powerful, powerful. You have no idea what you all have been a part of bringing in and accessing in the last month. It is staggering to me, the amount of information. And I guess a more accurate statement would be the staggering new understanding of so much of the information that we've been hearing for eons and lifetimes and just not really gotten it. You know, we haven't had the consciousness to understand that Christ and Buddha's teachings were so many metaphors, right? And we had to walk the journey of exploring and really mastering just the stories and the concepts behind them before we knew the stories were us. And here we are. And it's an incredibly exciting, daunting, challenging time right now. I think I've probably walked through more challenges and dare I say shit, looking at my own in the last few weeks and really using the work that I teach, standing back, what is it that I need to bring into balance? Where do I need to bring my focus back to, right? It's just really been exciting, challenging, and if you're feeling somewhat overwhelmed and exhausted by it, you're right along in alignment with me. I'm just saying. So know that we're all coming out of it now, but between the Intense Focus Creation Program, the May Tour, and all the privates, we just accessed so much shift that I can't even imagine what Creation Station is going to be like, which, by the way, it's coming up, you know, weekend from next is Creation Station. We have only two openings left. So if you're interested, please call me. Of course, there are, you know, I always make some kind of payment plans for those people whose energy really wants to be here, because that's what I want. Energy that wants to be here wants to shift. I'm also getting calls and emails about Creation Station 2. Guys, I'm not going to do it this year. I'm doing the collective creation workshop on July 25th, 26th, and 27th instead, because I really do believe that that's what the advanced work is all about, is getting together, accessing for the collective consciousness through our own blocks and challenges, what needs to be shifted, holding the space. That's where we need to be, must be, they're saying, must be moving into to serve ourselves, the world, and the universe. So if you have been waiting for Creation Station 2 and that announcement, I'm really going to incorporate that in a new way this year anyway into the Collective Consciousness Workshop in July. It's just a weekend that I passionately want to do. let's see, what else? What else? What else? What else? Oh, I want you to send me in emails, please, for the time that I'm gone. I have some surprises in store for you, and I would like you to send me your email questions so that I perhaps, because I know there's several of you that follow the show that are, since I changed to Sundays, not available to be on live. So please, and this is not just for when I'm gone, email me anything. I will incorporate them into the show so that, much like a teleseminar, I'll go back between the live and the emailed or the messaged information. Okay. The other thing I just want to let you know of, and I so was not planning on doing this, but there is so much information, guys, that I just can't cover it on the shows. I can't. I can't go into detail enough about it. So I've added a webinar June 11th. I believe Brian sent it out yesterday. I know it's last minute, but that's the way the work works. So be there if you can. Be there if you're called to. Just so much information coming in about the immune system and the autoimmune system and our power and, of course, love. And so anyway, I want you to be there if you can, because, you know, when we get together, and I can guarantee you on this webinar, it will expand even more because we've just broken through this whole awesome new understanding. So they're asking me to go to Brian, sent me an email because he couldn't be on the show. And we're going to this question that he sent in. And he has given me permission, of course, to take it onto the show. I'm still debating if letting my kids go to live with their mother is the best thing for them and for me. Do I have to? Okay. For your benefit, that's all I need. But for your benefit, at first, I believed that having them around was a distraction to my career goals. Could it be that this whole divorce thing is a direct result of that belief? Absolutely. If I believe I can make my heart's desire happen with them still here, can I? Well, guys, let me answer first by saying within the question is the answer. If you have to ask that question, I can tell you, Brian, you're in doubt that you can do it. And I've told you the story often about one of my relationships who was not working and not providing, and I kept focused on that so much. Why doesn't he work? Why doesn't he get a job? Blah, blah, blah. That my income fell off drastically, because I allowed that to pull my focus. You don't think I'm just teaching stuff to you that I haven't lived, do you? So that being said, right now, you don't believe you can. You are in doubt that you can. But this coincides back to the first thing that Brian sent on his email. He sent me a link to look at, and basically, well, I'm going to read you what he wrote here. One time a few years ago, I was very suspicious of many of the conspiracies out there. Was our government really evil and corrupt, and was there a new world order that had sinister plans? Okay, it's still going on, Brian, and it's still going on in a lot of us. Well, all of us, they're saying. That not knowing, that place of not knowing, and that's the common thread that both of your questions have in common, is I don't know that I really am the creator of me. Now, this also dovetails into a huge part of what the seminar is about, which is basically when we forget we are the power, our immune system crashes, and we turn against ourselves. Now, that's the definition of autoimmune. And there's bunches of information, and I have to thank, I think it started in Massachusetts and then went into Maine, all of this information coming in about Lyme disease and everything, and putting it together in the simplest way just for the show today, that we are automatically immune. When we know, that means stay in our knowing, that means in the core of us, we believe that we are power, love, joy, and choice. Love allows power, and power allows freedom. And when we are free, our autoimmune systems naturally and normally stay balanced and create health and keep us in the frequency where disease doesn't even exist. So that's what the two things have in common. Basically, what you have to do, Brian, and all of you out there, because this absolutely addresses all of us, what do you know? What are you going to decide? What are you going to commit to? That will be the highest good for everybody. So if you can commit to the fact that allowing your boys will encourage them and support them in every way to flourish and be happy and be joyful while they live with their mother, then that's, you know, your perceived outcome creates the outcome you receive. That's the biggest thing to get into place, guys. Remember, we were given that about 4 weeks ago, right before the tour, interestingly enough. If you commit and absolutely know, that means you don't doubt, you don't have any doubt, you're not questioning anymore, that I'm committed to the fact that they will prosper and flourish and be totally supported in their freedom by staying with me, then they will be. But you don't believe that. And that's why you ask the question. So right now, in this moment, it's probably in their best interest and your best interest to listen to your own question and go to the answer that is within that, knowing that you want the highest answer for all concerned. Is there anything else around that? No. Okay, so they've already brought in that immune thing, and I'm supposed to go to the callers, and we're supposed to rip through the callers now, so I'm going to ask everybody lovingly to really get to what you want to ask me. Okay. Hey, Reva. Hi, good morning, honey. What's up?
Good morning. I just want to say very quickly and succinctly, 16 years ago today is the last time I ever got loaded. I just want to give you all of the gratitude I'm feeling for you for being part of that journey, and that when I met you some 5 years ago, your friendship has meant so much and assisted me on continuing to go deeper into the loving of myself and become more of who I already am.
Well, thank you, Reuben. Thanks for we go yippee, woohoo, and awesome that you're in your power, because you certainly can hear that you're in your power when you say that. And they want to remind you, because you need a little reminding, that was just an experience you had in your life.
Yep.
Now you're having another experience. Don't
yep.
judge any of it as better or worse.
Nope, and I'm happy, baby.
I know you are, baby. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Love you, bye.
I love you too, honey. All right, Patty, what's up?
Hi, I'm really great at manifesting people. Like, I think of people and then they show up or things. But it's like I'm not directing my energy where I can manifest what I want, or is it that I'm not committed?
Well, we're all disagreeing with you. If you're manifesting, if you're creating people and they're showing up, you're creating.
But I'm not doing it intentionally.
Think
of somebody and then they show up.
Well, okay, but you just answered your own question, Patty. Then do it intentionally.
Okay.
Baby, no, stop. I want to get to the core of why you keep knowing what to do and don't do it. I mean, this is the third time, and you know this is a tough love program, and I'm on your side.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the third time that you've called in and literally said in your words what you needed to do and then asked why you're not doing it. So let's get to what that's about. Sheets.
Okay.
But give me a song.
Whole Lot of Love.
Okay. We got a whole lot of love going on. Your whole lot of love, your definition of whole lot of love is not to love you.
Okay.
Well, you're screwed, babe, if you don't give that one up.
Yeah.
So in order to love me, I have to not love me. Is going to put up a wall in your conscious creation everywhere you go, because conscious creation is about, it's all about me, and I love myself, and I'm coming forward for myself in every way. Period. I have to do what's best for Patty, and what's best for Patty is to consciously create what she wants. Now, they want to be quick to add to that. That doesn't mean pushing.
Okay.
So, again, the clarity is, I know what I want. I know it's all about love. I spend a lot of time loving myself and everybody else. I see a world that wants to give me everything I want. I hold that vibration of love, and I allow it to happen. That's conscious creation.
Okay.
Did I leave anything out? No. In a nutshell, that's it.
Cool.
Okay?
Thank you.
It's easy, Patty. And you have to know that in taking the steps forward to do it for yourself now, you are, that is the new definition of love that you are choosing to own for yourself. Do you understand, honey?
That I love myself and I consciously love myself. And
yes.
That's the definition.
And therefore, I consciously hold myself in the frequency of love and joy. And that is what draws everything to me that I know I want. You already know what you want.
Okay. That's what I have been doing. But I had this twerked definition. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You said,
so that's balanced
in order
now?
For me to get what I want, I can't get what I want.
Okay, but that's not the case anymore, correct?
Well, not if you stay in that frequency.
But, Dee, I am, well, that's the thing is, I am staying in that frequency. I hold myself in joy.
You haven't been able to stay in that frequency because you didn't know what the frequency was. You were in the frequency of, in order for me to have it, I can't have it. That's not the frequency that creates. The frequency that creates is love, 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 love. I'm so awesome that I give myself everything.
Okay.
Can you feel the difference? I mean, literally, the other definition was a negative that canceled the positive out, Patty.
And I just have to be more conscious about that. Okay.
You just have to stay happy and love yourself. That's basically it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Love you. Thank you.
I love you too. Guys, don't make this hard. If you make it hard, you're not going to want to do it. Do you understand? And that's how your mind messes around with you. That's how your conscious mind messes you up. Well, let's make it hard. Okay? No. It's easy. It's effortless. And I know because I allow it to be that way. All right. We're going to Miss Cindy in California. Hi, baby. What's up?
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm actually calling for a friend who is going through some health issues. And I'm trying to, I don't know, just see if there's some answers for her or something, some action I can take for her. I guess it started like a year ago where she had a lot of pressure in her ears to where she couldn't even sleep on her ears. And she said the cartilage was actually getting thicker in her ears. And then it turned into like tingling in her hands and feet. And now she basically, at least her perception is she's allergic to almost all food. She's cut basically
okay,
everything.
Okay, Cindy. First of all, I'm not a doctor. I have to legally say that. It's boring,
right.
I know. But everything I'm going to give you is energetic.
Right.
She really, it would help her a lot if she could have her cranium adjusted.
Okay.
A lot, they're saying.
Okay.
If she has created allergies to everything, she's allergic to herself.
Hmm.
Now,
okay.
Probably the best thing, and, you know, this is my shit. I'm just going to bring my shit up in front of everybody here for a minute because this from the channel came one of the best things you could do for her is to get her on this webinar, this next webinar. And then Dee came in and said, oh, that's going to look like you're trying to sell your webinar. Man, what is that with us? That we can't just say and hear the truth without the fear of being misjudged. Oh, my God. What just came out of my mouth is something I've been looking and tracking for about 6 months. The fear of being misjudged. Oh, frick. Hold on. I got to write this down. See? If we're in the fear of being misjudged, if we're in the fear that we're not safe in this world, if we're in, that's her big thing. Something happened about 18 months ago with a guy. Oh, I got chills all the way through my frickin' body about this. Mm-hmm. Something happened about 18 months ago with a masculine energy. I'm getting that it's a guy. And it triggered a really huge fear of being misjudged in life again. So it wasn't the first time, but it like reignited the sore.
Okay.
Do you know anything about this with her?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, in order to answer your question, suggest the webinar to her. Tell her that she's in fear of being misjudged by the world. It goes all the way back to her mom. Like, oh, my God, I didn't mean it. I'm not being perceived correctly. I don't know why I always do this. This isn't who I am. And the core of it is our fear of being misjudged. Any actor will understand, any creative, they're saying, will totally understand this because our fear of being misjudged is so much more prominently lit up in the creative life because we're putting our souls out there all the time in our creation. So that is the energetic basis. Allergies are misdirected energies. And she's misdirecting the energy of love toward herself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of this next webinar is going to how all of these things affect the immune and the autoimmune. I mean, it's way the webinar is going to, there's no way I can put a title on it because it's our understanding of God and how the universe works, and it's mind-blowing. I don't know. I've just been staggered by what I have had to shift in the last week. And this is what's going on with her, is that she's in so much judgment of herself and so much fear of being judged by the world that she's literally turning against herself.
Okay.
Hold on, there's something else, and this is for everybody, so I hope to God everybody's listening, Sheets. But give me a song, baby.
Oh, let's see. My title's not coming. I'm seeing like dandelions or flowers or...
Okay, well, dandelions are beautiful flowers that are weeds, and that's how she's looking at herself.
I'm
just a big old frickin' weed, and she's not seeing how beautiful the color is. Got it?
Yeah.
That makes sense, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Well, much love to her and you. You cannot take this on for her. You cannot create her health for her. You can give her this information and love her and see her as total health. And don't play the game of, oh, poor me, if she wants to play it with you. Otherwise, you got to let it go.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Wow. Oh, my God. That's what I mean. It's like every hour of my life, something new is coming in, and we have to have 2 hours together to do it. Okay, we're going to Matthew in New York. Hi, honey.
Hi. Hello. I'm so glad you talked about powerful, powerful people. The whole theme for me the past couple of weeks has been about me showing how powerful I am by how much, I know it's a stop that, how much I give my power away. It's like it's the way.
Yes, and I understand that.
Right, you know, it's a, and, you know, I understand stop that and all of that. I wanted to actually bring into that question about fatigue, which you also talked about at the beginning of the program. I noticed issues, not just myself, but other people saying, I just the past couple months, you know, the idea of legs not responding the way they've been responding for
okay,
the past decades.
It's already coming in, Matthew, so let me roll with this.
Roll.
First of all, we've all been feeling kind of a cosmic shift. I don't believe a lot in that stuff, but that's what the channel's giving me right now, that literally part of this collective exhaustion that so many of us have been feeling is part of a cosmic shift into new understanding. And again, what a lot of the webinar is about is just total redefinition of God and how we've understood the energy, all the words that we've used, the semantics that we've used, the understanding is so huge, we're just in big resistance to it. That's what was going on a lot of the time for me during the tour is, it was like balls out energy when I was in the seminars and the privates, and then until I got to the next seminar or private, I felt this kind of overwhelming exhaustion.
Yes.
And so part of it was cosmic. The other part of it, they're saying, is simply, and I want everybody to hear this, we're doing too frickin' much. We're not loving ourselves by holding the balance. We're just... We're supermen, we're superwomen, and the channel is saying, yes, you are, and if you are that super, you don't have to do so much to know you're safe in this.
So you interrupt.
So what?
It's so exactly right, and I've been noticing this alternative, when I'm focused, when I'm in the performance, because, you know, that's how I understand it. And, you know, there I have so much energy, and I'm, you know, it's so easy, and it's so much energy comes out. And then when I go to the other side of that, it's really literally like, how am I going to make the
next
move?
But they're saying we should never have to go to the other side of it.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the misnomers, you see, is going in and out of the channel. I think I think I want to write a book called The Walking Channel, or the Walking Meditation. That's just to live in that space of creation. But we keep confusing creation with doing, Matthew. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The creation process has been misunderstood by creators as always doing something. Because if I want to create as an actor, I have to act. But the creation process of life, yes, you have to participate, and one of the greatest place that you create is in the quietness and the stillness before you take the action. And if you don't hold the balance there, if you don't make space for yourself so that you have the space to live there in that in between twilight downtime place where you just exist in your beingness, which mm-hmm. is the place of the greatest creation, that's where the divine feminine gives you all your hits.
I think that's where I fall into exhaustion instead. And
yes, because you're judging yourself for not doing something.
Okay. Yep.
And that's exhausting.
Sense.
And you're going to get a lot of insight on this webinar because, it's just been mind-boggling to me. And they're using, I might say, the billboard version when they use me of overdoing, overcreating, if there is such a thing and such a word, the constant go, 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 serve, 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 do, 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 give, give, give. And where's the space for D? And if you don't take the space for you, if you don't create the space for you, you get squished. You get mm-hmm. overloaded. You feel like, I'm in a box and let me out. And that is what's creating the exhaustion. Is that ringing true here?
It's ringing true, but my feeling, my immediate flash was, I most create the space for me when I'm creating, and it's literally when I'm by myself and in the place of that where I don't make a space for me.
Well, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You just said it in different words.
Yeah.
But you have to make a space for you if you're going to continue creating with the energy and the focus and the passion that you love to create with.
Mm-hmm.
Even God rested. Okay? It's like,
okay.
Phew, I worked for freaking 7 days. Got to take a day off, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Wow, it's a good discernment. And again, even more discernment around... all this amazing stuff that's coming in. I'm going to Carmen in Texas. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I just laughed out loud when you said even God rested because I have just been feeling that. I mean, all of this is hitting the mark so amazingly. So just exhausted, what you said, shifting the energy of how we're thinking that if we're creating all the time, we're getting exhausted. And my friend, I was telling her that I just, I was creating and working on everything and working on this and working on that. And she was like, Carmen, even God rested.
Yeah. Well, okay.
It just,
how many times do you have to hear it,
Yeah, exactly.
And what guys, literally, they want to put it into one sentence. Your self-judgment is what's creating the exhaustion.
Yeah, and when you said the fear of being misjudged, I think for me, that's where I keep myself in the cave, in that fear of being misjudged and misunderstood
is what keeps me from not creating, because I don't want to be judged or misunderstood, and I'm probably my biggest judge.
Well, yeah, and so that's you fighting you, and a house divided against itself falls, and you know all this stuff.
I know. I'm stuck. I feel stuck again.
Well, so who's going to unstick you, Carmen? Hello?
Yeah, I know. I just...
You didn't answer me. Who's going to unstick you?
Sorry, you're right. Me.
Thank you. Well, then get on with it. I'm gonna do a little Bob Newhart thing. Then do it.
Just do it. I know. There's just, for me, I think this idea that at 50 everything was going to become clear all of a sudden, and then
okay,
I was.
Okay. Well, you're gonna get a lot of discernment about that on this webinar. I'm telling
okay.
you, it's. I can't put it all together for you in the show because it's so involved, but it's all of this self-judgment and fear of being misjudged and this doing, this relentless
doing. Yes.
And
it's exhausting.
Well, it's exhausting because we're not creating the space that creates everything going smoothly and effortlessly. You can't, I gotta go, because there won't be enough money, there won't be enough product, there won't be enough homes sold, there won't be enough people to help me, there won't be enough money for the wedding, there won't, so I've got to push. I mean, Jesus, just listening to me is exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah,
okay.
And that's my brain all the time.
Well, then you've got to get a hold of your brain. Because that tells me that your brain is running the show. So let's look at that belief. How many people believe that their brains run the show?
Yeah.
Your brain doesn't run the show. Your consciousness runs your brain. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. So now they want me to go over all of them? No. Okay. So those of you that get my e-blast, and if you don't get my e-blast, you're not getting half the stuff I'm putting out, because the e-blast, what happens between now, the shows and the e-blast sometimes are entirely different. The last e-blast, I just sign up for it. They're saying it, imdwallace.com. One of the big things that came through the tour was that we actually have a huge part of our brain, and it's in the back. Okay, Cindy, if you're still on, this is information for your friend around her ears and the compression in her head and everything. They keep taking my left hand and putting it on a big portion on the left side of my back head, meaning brain. That's where a huge part of our brain is actually the I am consciousness and the I am presence. And that we are being asked to activate that so that every time we direct our I am presence, our brain is literally activated. So everybody, you just heard that information. Did you automatically do it? Or do you just listen to words going by in your life anymore because you know that's not what it's about? So we're all activating the I am presence in our brain. We're telling our brain, whenever I consciously say I am power, I am freedom, I am joy, I am love, I am bliss, I am balance, I am wealth, I am health, do you understand that you must activate those things in my brain for me? That's your job. That's your direction, to light up and activate that part of the brain, which is going to help us. Well, no, pardon me, I'm being corrected in the moment. That is literally going to hold us in our knowing. Okay, so I mean, I don't want, and I'm going to say what I don't want so you can follow how it works. I don't want my adrenals to have to blow out anymore for me to get the message that I'm not making enough space for D. Now, your adrenals are fight and flight. What you're talking about, Carmen, is a perfect description of fight and flight, fight or flight.
Yeah.
Okay?
Agreed, yeah.
Dee's going to choose to know and to direct her I am presence and the I am presence part of her brain to know that Dee always stays in balance, chooses balance, creates balance and space for herself. So that there is a balance of energetic creation and physical creation.
Can you clarify what? I'm sorry, Dee. Can you clarify what you mean?
This is our direction for ourselves.
Sorry.
Clarify what?
The space for Dee, like the space for yourself. What? I guess I'm having trouble understanding. I mean, because we're always creating and we're always doing the love hover. And to me, that's about creating that space for yourself. So when you're actually being specific about creating a space
for Dee, what does that look like? Dee was serving everybody else for 3.5 weeks, and Dee forgot she needed to create her space to create. So, you know, Dee was in other people's homes and driving between events when she wasn't doing an event. Dee was balls out, and Dee forgot that when Dee doesn't create the space to hold her balance, she loses it. And that's
okay.
What you're doing, Carmen. That's what we're all doing. Okay.
Okay.
What they're saying... They're going to give you a simple statement. What about me? Whenever you start feeling exhausted or overwhelmed, you're going to stop and go, okay, I am truly asking now, what about me? What do I need? What do I know? Where's my space? Where's my balance? What about me? And then you have the power to regroup and move forward with energy and focus. But if you keep yourself on the hamster wheel, that's your choice.
Right. Okay. No, and I see how I'm doing it. I'm actually
Yeah, but you say that all the time, Carmen.
Okay.
You say it all the time. I see I'm doing it, Dee. I know what I'm doing. You bring a lot of the same words back in, Carmen, and that's not how you're going to create something different. You can see that, right, person I love?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I know you love me.
I know.
Sometimes I wish I loved me as much as others do.
Well, okay. Then if I'm saying the same thing to you that I said to Patty and to Brian, your answer is in your question. So love yourself enough to give yourself space to create what you want, which is a balance of space.
Okay.
Okay. Love you, babe.
I love you, too.
Love you, mean
Thank
it.
You.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to go to Joanne in Florida. Hi, honey.
Hi there. Wow. I've had 10 questions answered already.
Yeah, it's been a show. It's good to be back.
Oh, my gosh. What's coming up for me? By the way, I haven't connected with you for about over a year and a half, and I was just drawn today, so this is it. Let me see if I get through, and here I am. Thank you.
Well, whoopee and yay-hoo and good creating, woman.
Okay. What's coming up for me is trust. I've been creating a lot of things, a new place to live, wonderful friends, and I've been working on health issues for a while. And I had an awareness after the other day, this phrase came up when thinking about, oh, I'm working on this, I'm fixing this. And then the phrase came out of my mouth, healing is a crapshoot. and then I laughed, and I realized, whoa, that's a belief, and not that, trusting
and if,
the creation that I'm creating, the wholeness and the health. And then this morning, I had another aha that I had it backwards, because I've got a pain here and an ache here. I fix that one, and another one comes up. And
Hold on, Joanne.
Yeah.
I want you to put those two things together. I fix that one, and another one comes up. That's your crapshoot.
Yes.
I fix one problem in my life, and another one comes up.
Yes, but the awareness was that I was able to shift it. I realized that I was saying, okay, I have to fix this because what I'm doing isn't working. And then I realized, no, what I'm doing and creating is working, and all the pains or whatever is just the resistance coming up to show me what's in the way of the creation.
That's true. And some of the pains are so that you can keep proving that you're doing it.
Oh.
So you're right, and they wanted to add that other thing too.
And actually, two movies came into my mind, Star Wars and When Harry Meets Sally. I don't know why.
And what does that mean to you?
Well, Star Wars is a fighting back and forth, you know, the two parts. But When Harry Meets Sally, I actually didn't have time to really...
Well, the whole movie is literally about them fighting fate.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do everything we can not to listen, not to go, not to follow our divine intuition. So the kid has to set it up for both of them. Because being as a little child, we know. So allow yourself now to simply practice your creation. And man, this is for all of us. Practice your creation by creating continual and complete health and wealth.
Okay.
And if you fall out, there's no judgment. You just go back to the creation. You take some space. They're saying, take some space. Get your balance back. No judgment. Accept yourself, love yourself, and go, well, I'm just going to consciously create all of this now.
Okay, so that's what it is. It's the judgment part and the disappointment that I didn't create it, quote, right, or didn't do enough or whatever.
Yep, and that's, again, this is the definition of what we think, what we have always thought being there means, and we're all wrong.
Yeah, okay.
All right, baby.
Nice to have you back. Okay, yeah, thanks. Can I ask one more thing about the love hover?
Yes.
I've been doing it, but I haven't been feeling it. And sometimes...
Yeah, well, if you're not feeling it, you're not doing it.
So, okay, am I falling out with that then?
Sheet, 1, 2, 5. Okay. It's the same thing. It's exactly what we've been talking about. You don't really believe that you're consistently the power that is able to do this. So, do you have a pet?
No.
Have you ever had a pet?
No, I was allergic.
Well, that's interesting because they're showing me clearly a dog. They're showing me
a
white
dog. Right next to me.
What?
It's a dog that lives in the apartment, like right next door to me.
Yes, that's it. Okay, is it a white dog?
Yeah, its name is Topaz. Yes, it's a big, yes. Well, very pale blonde, light brown hair, you know.
Do you like it?
I say hello to it. I'm not that really, you know, attracted to animals that much.
Okay. Those are the words I needed. Then, baby, you're not attracted to love. That's where we're going.
Ah.
You're not attracted to love, and this whole thing about trust and wanting to make friends and everything is you practicing attracting love and being attracted to love. So we're going to claim, and you're doing this with me, I am divine love around all of that. You're not attracted to love, and have this wall up about love Joanne, because you've been hurt before.
Mm.
So that's an experience that you've had.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Right.
You know you don't want it anymore. The experience
right.
you want is love and honor and respect. Now I want you to close your eyes and see if you can feel love.
Yeah.
Okay. You just had that little kind of invisible thing going, if I feel again, I'll be hurt. If I feel it again, I'll be abandoned and hurt. And okay. So you've got to recreate that within yourself. That was an experience that you created for yourself, so you knew you didn't want it anymore. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Wow. That was awesome. Thank you for that, and great to have you back, honey. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Okay. What a frickin' show. So, Lita! Hello, darling. Well, I'm just trying to get you on. I have your beautiful picture that you painted for me on my trunk with all my family.
That's beautiful.
And all my doggies. It's a very reverend place where you're
pictures,
and I have pretty pictures all over my office looking at me right now. What's up, baby cakes?
Well, I thought I was just going to call in to say hey. And then I thought I was going to say I've been playing with my divine feminine. But no, I want to talk about my butt.
Okay, what about your butt? And they're saying it's not just your butt, B-U-T, more it's about your butt, B, it's not about your butt, B-U-T-T, it's about your B-U-T butt.
So, okay.
So Lita, I'm a conscious creator, but finish the sentence. Okay. All right, this is great. Oh, my God. So they want to go, I'm a conscious creator, but I can't fix my butt.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
for God's sake.
Don't say that because it's been my...
And we're going to the sheets.
Okay,
let's hear that. Hold on. Third sheet, 1 through 5, 5 through 10, 5, 6, 7. Hang on. Again, the sheets are available with a balance podcast at IMD Wallace. Number 7. Oh. Okay. Oh, this is, again, because of this webinar. God, I really fought with them. I said, dudes, that's 2 days before I go to Europe. I'm not going to have time. No, you need to do this webinar. I am the highest answer. And I am healed. If we do not know that, we create inflammation all over our bodies and in our energy systems. Mm-hmm. Inflammation, as you know, is, again, God, see, I've got to take notes for the webinar on the show. Hold on. Inflammation. is one of the things, the biggest things. All right, it doesn't make sense to me, but they're saying the only thing that leads to the demise, we're talking physically now, of our immune and autoimmune system. Inflammation is created by stress. Stress is created because we fall out of our power, because we don't love ourselves, and we forget that we're the highest answer and we're already healed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, so I have to see my bust that has been lingering with this anal fissure for 5 months that's been with me all my life, already healed now.
No. And we learned this. I think this was after the workshop you were at, Salita.
Mm-hmm.
But I have talked about it, I believe, on the show so far, that literally the information came in when we were asking about AIDS and HIV and cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the message was, if you are trying to heal a disease, you're trying to heal an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't heal an illusion because it's not there. When you,
an illusion. I love it.
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, all of us kind of, a palpable came over the seminar when it came in. And, okay, there's more understanding they want to add to it. So basically, when that came in, when you hold yourself as the frequency of love, there is no frequency of dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
So the illusion passes away.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a higher understanding that they want to add now to that, and we're going back to the sheets. Oh, we're going to a core belief. Ooh, this is interesting to me. This sheet here, here, here. 16. Okay. I'm scared to death to go. And let me tell you, the highest understanding of that is I'm scared to death to go into the understanding of what God really is, which means what I really am.
Mm-hmm.
And to let go, and you think you have, and none of us have. This is what I've been kind of discussing, well, okay, arguing, they're saying, with them and the channel for about a week, because I just, it was like, no, I can't, you know, I can give up organized religion, I get that. It took me 5 years of this work to really understand that. But this next jump that we're going to be talking about is just, so basically, in a nutshell, because the end of the show is here, and I've got to wrap it up, Salita. In a nutshell, don't judge your fissure.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, don't even let it go. Just know that it's healed.
Okay.
Or even higher than that, that the healthy tissue is just there.
Okay. Beautiful.
Is there anything
Thank
higher? Yeah. And you see, we know it, but we haven't really been playing in that understanding, have we?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. We know it, guys, but we have not had the highest understanding so that we can not give any more power and focus to fixing and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the new revolutionary energy that we're moving into. Yeah, I literally can't go into it any more than that. We don't have time. All right. Wow. Thank you, Salita, for bringing that understanding and that much more. Thank you, darling. Guys, as always, what an amazing show. Good grief. Look what we do when we come together, and that's why I'm so excited about this July thing. It's just something I've wanted to do for so long. So anyway, I hope you'll join me on this new webinar. You see how powerful we are. I would love your energy there if you can do it. Until we meet again, love yourselves. Be the frequency of love. And know that it is all created by you, for you, already in the now. Love you so much.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.